The overall goal here with the DOGE team is to help address the enormous deficit. We simply cannot sustain, as a country, a $2 trillion deficit. We spend a lot on the Defense Department, but we're spending like over $1 trillion on interest. If this continues, the country will go become de facto bankrupt.
We're cutting down government. We're cutting down the size of government. We have to. We're bloated. We're sloppy. We have a lot of people that aren't doing their job. We want to have a balanced budget within a reasonably short period of time, meaning maybe by next year or the year after, but maybe even sooner than that.
President Trump and Elon Musk focusing on cutting government waste at yesterday's cabinet meeting, the first cabinet meeting with the full cabinet. Congress now considering how to pay for the agenda included in the House budget resolution. Some senators concerned about potential Medicaid cuts, while others think the House did not go far enough on cutting spending. Some are also worried about the $4.5 trillion for the tax cuts, and they will not be that will not be enough to make the 2017 tax cuts permanent and pay for other priorities such as no tax on tips or overtime. House Speaker Mike Johnson talked about it last night on Hannity.
It's going to end in success. We are going to accomplish this mission. If we fail in this mission, everyone will see the largest tax increase in U.S. history at the end of this year when the Trump-era tax cuts expire. We have to extend them. There's been a little disagreement about the best way to get there, but I think we're going to come up with a product that is a framework that both chambers can work under.
Joining me now is Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn. Senator, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. What happens now? Will you now follow the one track in the Senate?
The Senate is going to continue to work through the process, Maria, to make certain that we maximize the cuts to the federal government and the savings to the U.S. taxpayer. And President Donald Trump, Elon Musk and the cabinet are doing a great job working with us. And what we will do is take all of those cuts, we will exercise some rescissions, and that makes way for what we want to do with permanence on the 2017 tax cuts, and also addressing no tax on tips, Social Security, overtime, and those things that the president has brought forward in his campaign and that the American people voted for. They gave him a mandate. It is up to us to deliver. We will deliver on this.
And I know that you agree with some of the things that Elon Musk said. I mean, the Committee for a Responsible Budget out with a report saying 2025 fiscal situation is much worse than when Trump was president in 2017. The budget and economic situation was very different at the start of the first Trump administration when the tax cuts were first passed. Debt was 75% of GDP in 2017. Today, it's near 100% of GDP. Interest payments were 1.6% of GDP. Today, they're 3.2%. Deficits, 3.8% of GDP. Today, they're 6.2%. How did that happen in just 8 years?
And it happened because of the COVID era spending, and then Biden just kept shoveling money out the door to all of these NGOs and these different projects. And you see how they were talking about tossing gold bars as they were exiting the administration. And you look at the debt that they piled up, the deficit every year that they piled on top of the COVID-era spending. So there are many of us that think, let's go back to that pre-COVID era and let's actually reduce, cut into that baseline, and save the taxpayer. They're working hard for this money. They're sending it in. We're to be stewards of that money. And it is up to us to pass and support President Donald Trump's agenda.
Senator, you sent a letter to FBI Director Kash Patel demanding the full release of the unredacted Jeffrey Epstein records. Attorney General Pam Bondi revealed some of the Epstein files will be released today. Here's what she said. Watch.
This will make you sick. 200 victims. 200. So we have over 250, actually. So we have to make sure that their identity is protected and their personal information. What you're going to see, hopefully tomorrow, is a lot of flight logs, a lot of names, a lot of information. But it's pretty sick what that man did.
Senator, you said you're going to release what you know. What can you tell us?
Yes, indeed. And I've been so pleased that AG Bondi and Director Patel have worked with me on this. As she said, we have to make certain that these victims, and it is over 250, that their names are redacted, they are protected. And Maria, this is going to be a phase one release in short order. I will have the hard copy in my hand. AG Bondi is responsible for what will be the public release on this.
I see.
She has worked diligently on this and so appreciative that we can begin to get this information, that we can begin to break apart what became a global human trafficking, sex trafficking ring, about $150 billion a year business. It is time to get some justice for these victims, for these women and children. And this will be a phase one release. There will be more to come.
That is unbelievable. I mean, we talk about all the sex trafficking and drug trafficking by dangerous drug cartels. And meanwhile, we've got this under our noses with some elites involved. That's why we all want to know what's happening here. This morning, we're with California Republican Party Chairwoman Jessica Milan Patterson. Go ahead, Jessica, jump in.
Hey, Senator, thanks for being with us. Can you talk a little bit about the transparency and the quickness for the Trump administration to move on these files that we've been asking for years now?
Yes, indeed. And Jessica, what we know is that there is a file the FBI has that is related to the trial. We know that there are IRS records, and we know that there is video footage from the Palm Beach residence. And over the last couple of years, I've been stymied, as you know, by Christopher Wray and the FBI, and they did not want to give this information forward. I tried to subpoena it in a Judiciary Committee. I was the top Republican on the Human Rights Subcommittee. In that capacity, I worked on this issue for the past couple of years. And when I chose to bring forward my subpoena, all of a sudden, Chairman Durbin decided we were going to adjourn the committee, and we issued no subpoenas.
Wow.
And there has been that attempt to hide this. And I will say this, you know, people are curious about the list. To me, this is not about celebrity. This is about breaking apart a global human trafficking, sex trafficking ring that has cost the lives and endangered the lives of untold individuals. And bringing this forward, being able to break it apart and to shut it down, to hold these people to account for what they have done to these girls and these boys and these women, we have to get to the bottom of this. This is modern-day slavery. It has to stop. I said I would not relent. I did not. We will start making this information public. I am grateful to AG Bondi and Director Patel for their tenacious work.
Senator, let me move on and get your take on this bill. You're proposing a bipartisan bill to boost U.S.-Taiwan travel. Tell us why.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And Maria, as you know, we have issues with China and the Chinese Communist Party.
Yep.
And one of the ways we can fight back against what they're doing is to encourage our businesses and our citizens. If you're looking at the Indo-Pacific, remember Taiwan. They are an ally. They consider themselves an independent country. They have a president, a cabinet, a military, and we should be there to support them and to support their fight against the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, I mean, I know that when an official delegation went to Taiwan, Michael McCaul was the chairman of Foreign Affairs at the time.
Right.
Taiwan flew, China flew planes and ships and sort of surrounded the island. I mean, should ordinary individuals, ordinary citizens feel safe going to Taiwan if you've got all of that China harassment?
they should feel safe going to Taiwan. And yes, indeed, when there are those of us that have gone into Taiwan, then China tries to beat their chest a little bit and get out there with what they think would be an intimidating show of force. But what we also know is that it bolsters Taiwan and their push for their independence to be recognized when we, in turn, recognize them.
Okay. We'll leave it there. We'll be watching your work, Senator. Great to have you this morning. Thank you.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Senator Marsha Blackburn.